back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios for Mugs in the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Glad to be with you here on your Thursday, August 20th. We now have City Administrator for the City of North Platte, Matt Kibben, joining us. Mr. Kibben, thanks for taking time for us today.
You bet, Tristan. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, glad to have you in the studio. Now, Mr. Kibben, we have talked to you before here on the KODY phone lines once or twice to discuss your appointment and your approval for the position here for the City of North Platte. But for those of our listeners that haven't had the pleasure to meet you personally or hear you, tell us, as you join us for the first time in the studio, what do folks need to know about our City Administrator?
Well, I'm originally from Nebraska, central Nebraska, 30 miles east of Grand Island. I'm from a small town. Went to school in Hampton and then college in Wayne State College in the northeast part of the state. And then went to work for Kiewit for 12 years and then went to the state of Wyoming and managed capital construction for the state. And then went over to the University of Wyoming and managed their capital construction as well. So that's my background, I guess. My family and I love the outdoors and the sand hills, which is one of the reasons we selected or pursued the position here in North Platte.
And we know you're a family man as well. How many kids do you and your wife have, Mr. Kibben?
We have two children, Lillian and Madison. Lillian's going to be 7, and Madison turns 5 on Monday.
Oh, my goodness. So they're both in school now, right?
They are.
Okay. And how are they liking it so far?
They love school.
Good,
Yeah, they're really enjoying St. Patrick's, too.
Good. And they started this week, right?
They did.
Oh, good. Glad I'm back in the classroom, I'm sure, too.
Yeah. Well, Mom certainly is.
Absolutely. Now, Mr. Kibben, one of the reasons we wanted to invite you to come on the show this morning is there's a lot of rumors circulating, so we wanted to hear directly from you. But we do know that Mayor Livingston announced sometime, I think it was during the Nebraska Land Days Festival, that unfortunately you had resigned from the City of North Platte. And then I think a week or two later you had denounced that resignation, I think is the proper term I'm looking for. So just to clear everything up, you are going to remain here as our City Administrator.
Tristan, that's correct. I am going to remain as the City Administrator, and I'd like to express my deepest gratitude for Mayor Livingston and his support through this process. I did have an opportunity back in Wyoming, but after attending the rodeo Wednesday evening, the words of support were too great for me to leave the town of or city of North Platte.
So it was an inspirational moment, I would imagine, for you out at the Wild West Arena, just something that hit you like a pile of bricks that kind of told you that you were to stay put here, it sounds like.
It was. In addition, you know, it was the first time my wife and children were also able to get out and interact with members of the community. I had met most of the folks that I had conversations with out there, but they had not. And so they also were struck by those conversations and supported the decision to stay here, too.
Well, I'm glad to have you staying on. I was a little depressed when I saw Mayor Livingston's announcement. I thought, gosh darn it, because I've heard nothing but great things about you so far, Mr. Kibben, and excited to have you on for the city role. I know that in Mayor Livingston's term as mayor of the City of North Platte, there's been a couple things I've noticed that he does. One, he likes to bring Nebraska boys back to the great state of Nebraska. He did that with Chief Hudson, a Nebraska native, getting him back from California. And then we got you back from Wyoming, so we like to get people back here to the good life. And then another thing that Mayor Livingston likes to do on more of a serious aspect of things is when he has a individual that is retiring or leaving city government, he likes to have the successor work with the predecessor. We know that Chief Hudson did that with former Chief of Police Mike Swain, and we know that you did that with Mr. Jim Hawks as well, and I'm sure that was extremely beneficial for your role as the City Administrator of North Platte.
It was. Jim had 17 years of experience in the role. This is a role that's new to me, and so picking his brain and trying to download as much information as I could from him was very helpful in the transition.
Yeah, he is a walking history book for the City of North Platte, too. And I know that Jim, you know, has officially shifted into retirement, but North Platte's going to be his home for the foreseeable future. So I'm sure the communication's been open between the two of you. If you had any questions, what key goes to what door, so to speak?
That's correct. I haven't had many reasons to reach out to Jim since we've had our the first month there in the transition. But while we, if in the event that I needed his input, I know that Jim would be available.
Yeah, he's not too far away. And even if he is far away, the phone still works.
Correct.
So, again, Matt Kibben joining us, city administrator for the city of North Platte. And, Matt, we do know there was some concern, too. Originally, when Mayor Livingston announced your appointment, some said, well, this individual doesn't have experience with city government. And that may be true. Mayor Livingston, I believe, was quick to point out, though, that although you don't have experience in city government, you had a lot of experience that's very similar.
That's correct. At the University of Wyoming, I was part of a larger shop that managed the utilities, facilities engineering. Let's see what else. Our trades, painters, carpenters, electricians, all of which. So the university is essentially a small city within Laramie, Wyoming. We were responsible for all the aspects that relate to city government. So
Okay. There
are definitely some things that are a learning curve for me, but with the support of the city staff that we have here, and I appreciate their efforts and guidance, I believe that there's a strong parallel, and I fit the position well.
And I, at the top of the show, I mentioned this too, because the big thing for me is when you look at the city budget, if you're an individual like myself, the only budget that you deal with on a level is your personal finance, it can be a little intimidating look at the city budget because it is apples and oranges compared to your own personal budget. But in comparing it to the budget of a major university like the University of Wyoming, it's not the intimidation factor that the rest of us have.
That's correct. I guess, I believe one of the budgeting is one of my strong suits. I was responsible for, like I said, capital construction. We had projects ranging from $1 million to $105 million. And when you think it's not just construction, when you're on the owner's side of the fence of building a new building, so you have all your consultants, your sub-consultants, and you have to divvy up that $105 million pot for a building into several others. To me, that's no different than what we're doing within the city budget.
Absolutely. It's difficult, but obviously you have experience in handling major budgets like that. You mentioned that's a strong suit of yours, so it's kind of the perfect storm, I guess you might be able to say, because the city budget is challenging, and especially when you're battling the COVID-19 pandemic, it makes it that much more challenging.
That's correct. And as you well know from the budgeting process that we've been going through here with the two work sessions with the City Council, we have made adjustments to the budget to show that we're fiscally responsible. I will say that I was awestruck by how tight the budget had historically been. We did make some reductions, but And kudos to the staff over at the city. I mean, when I asked for a 10% overall reduction, which we will not achieve, but we did reduce the budget, everybody jumped on board with that, from police, fire, public service, administration, development department. Everybody jumped on board with finding ways to reduce the budget. Mayor Livingston sat through every one of those conversations with each department and was supportive. And I think we have a solid, fiscally responsible budget moving forward.
Yeah, I do know that obviously it's tough this year. Obviously, the budget's going to be completely different, nothing like it before, and hopefully nothing like it again. And there's been a lot of rumors circulating about the budget's being tightened, we're losing this, that, and the other thing. And the recent rumor that I had heard was that we were laying off members of our police force. And I know that that's essential, too. So we're not going to be firing firefighters, so to speak, and laying off our law enforcement officers, because those are a couple of the most, I would say, essential services the city offers.
No, Tristan, I concur with what you're saying there. And we did not lay off any firemen. We did not lay off any members of the police force. There were some personnel that transferred within the police department or police and fire department. So one individual was a part-time employee in the police department. They moved over to the fire department. We had an individual at the animal shelter who had taking a position in Arizona, and so that position was removed due to attrition. But from a sworn officer standpoint, we did not make any reductions, and that was something that Chief Hudson and I spoke about on a few occasions, and both of us did not want to lose any members of the police force.
Chief Hudson, obviously one of your great department heads for the city of North Platte, and I know all of your department heads understood, hey, things are tough this year, we have to do our part, and everybody did that, like you mentioned, all the way up from your department heads to the mayor of North Platte.
That's correct.
So, Mr. Kivett, anything else you'd like to discuss this morning?
I'm very excited about where the city of North Platte is headed. And it isn't a stagnant city, so there are opportunities that are out there right now, and I believe that North Platte's headed in the right direction, and there's going to be some growth here in the community, and I'm excited to be part of that.
What an interesting time to come into the city of North Platte. I know that you had to quarantine in your camper for a little while after coming here to the city, after the travels, and obviously I'm sure that you're glad to be out of the confines of the camper, but what an interesting time to come, not only with the pandemic, but in ushering in a new mayor and possibly new members of city council. So it's a unique situation to find yourself in, but it sounds like you're excited to roll with the punches and excited to roll with whatever the city decides to do in terms of the North Platte voters.
That's correct. I've really enjoyed working with our current city council and look forward to the makeup if and there will be changes as of November, and also excited to work with whomever the new mayor is.
Yeah, we'll see what the city decides. So, but either way, it sounds like you're going to have a great working relationship with whoever that individual may be and whoever those individuals may be on the city council.
That's correct.
Thanks. Now, Mr. Kivett, if there's folks that want to pick your brain about anything more, maybe they have questions or they have individual issues with the city of North Platte. I did hear at the Zoom meeting on Tuesday, there were some comments brought up that were borderline, I don't know if you want to say behavioral issues or issues within the city that should not be addressed at city council. They need to be brought up to either yourself or the mayor. So if there's somebody out there that has a complaint about a department or a city employee, or maybe they just have some questions or different inquiries, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, the easiest way is to contact City Hall, reach out to Renee White. I believe her extension is 3215-535-6724, and she'll schedule a time. I try to keep my door open as often as I can, and I'm willing to take both the positive and the criticisms of city government, and we're looking for ways to become more efficient and more proactive within the community rather than reactive. So certainly welcome any feedback that may exist.
And before we wrap up here, Matt, folks will notice some changes at City Hall. We do have some changes for the city of North Platte as we battle the coronavirus. I think the primary change that folks will recognize is with Municipal Light and Water. We do have the hand sanitizer out, and we do have the plexiglass barriers. But any other changes that folks might notice if they visit City Hall or the city departments?
I don't believe so.
I think that's the big one from
what
I know.
We have tried to prop up Municipal Light and Water just because of the amount of interaction with the public. And mm-hmm. so certainly support what those folks are doing over there, and they're doing a great job. I don't think we have skipped a beat as far as our services to those that come in to Municipal Light and Water. But other than that, the general side of the house, I know the police department did have some shift changes that were in place during the pandemic. Those recently went back to their standard operating procedures. So hopefully we get through this and look forward to the virus going away.
Absolutely. Look forward to back to shaking hands like normal.
That's correct.
Well, Matt, we appreciate the time. Look forward to having you on the program more in the future. And thank you for the dedication here at the city of North Platte. I want to thank you and all the department heads for the city.
Appreciate it.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break on KODY.